Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. The title of today's program is called, Is He Still There? There are times in our lives when God seems so far away and we wonder if He's still there. Some people call this phenomena the desert. Others don't know what to call it. Nevertheless, it can be quite disheartening for some and a challenge for others. For those that are disheartened, they worry about their salvation and wonder what they did wrong. They question everything in the recent past, and then finally, after exhausting themselves with that, then they go on to the distant past and wonder if they were forgiven after all. Depression sets in, and then they question their own worth and consequently their salvation. They read the Bible and it seems as if it were written for someone else, and the darkness invades the very depths of their soul. They feel lost and alone, abandoned by God. Now for those that take this phenomena as a challenge, they go back to the Word and read the scriptures that say in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. They quote scripture and rebuke any thought or feeling that tries to bring them down to the abyss. They stand on 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, that says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. They step up their prayer life and step up the listening to worship. The other thing they do is trust Jesus when He said that He would never leave nor forsake. They keep a clear conscience between God and man and quickly repent and ask for forgiveness of others. They also step outside of themselves and live for others in prayer, encouragement, and deeds. Why does this happen? Does God take a break from His children? What is the purpose of this? And why should we go through it? God doesn't take a break. The Word says He never slumbers. Let's look at Psalms 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. The purpose, I believe, is the testing of our faith. We need to go through it in order to endure. God will never take you where He can't keep you. Many years ago, I managed a health spa. I would see a lot of people come in and tell me what they wanted to accomplish, be it weight loss or sculpting, building muscle or toning. They would start on the exercise program and some, after a while, would drop out. Others would start out in an aerobics class, see some improvement and achievement, and then hit a plateau. They're still doing their aerobics, but aren't seeing continuous results. These I would incorporate a training program with weights to kickstart the body again and get them out of the rut. They would get tired and complain. They would be sore. Some would drop out, and the ones that stuck through it were the victorious ones. They were consistent, and they trusted me to help them achieve their goals. In the same manner, I believe the Lord wants to exercise our faith, trust, and beliefs. As we walk through this journey with Christ, our faith will constantly be stretched, but on the upside, our character is developed, and we will accomplish things we never dreamed of doing. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 state, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." If you were to be truthful with yourself, you would have to admit that you are not the same person that you were before you accepted Christ as your Savior. Just as you grow physically, you grow spiritually. There are many things that I or your pastor could teach you, but we are in reality sharing our lives. We are laying it bare, warts and all. Why? So that through our lives you may understand that what you are going through, your brothers and sisters in Christ also suffer in like manner. But when you've gone through, oh, the rejoicing, which is why we share. We can't help it. Our lives are for others. There is a promise that I stand on when I go through a desert experience, which I hope would help you. It is found in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. And it says this, "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. He's called you to his eternal glory, and he will never let you go. The separation you feel is the exercising of your faith and trust. Keep looking up, for God says that you are wonderful in his eyes and that you are his. Psalms 139. He says that you can do all things through Christ, which gives you strength. Philippians 4:13. He says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Trust him, and everything will be all right. You'll see that what you are going through will only be for a moment. Remember the promise. He will restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Let's pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I come before your throne of grace. Sometimes I wonder if you are there. I feel so alone and I don't know how to touch your face. Your word says that you will never leave me nor forsake me. Give me the strength to go through and give me the fortitude to stand believing your promises for me. Help me to listen to you and not my feelings. Right now I know that I know that you are the Son of God and that your word is true. This too shall pass, and I will be stronger for it. Therefore I rejoice in you, Jesus, my Savior, my friend. You are my truth, my life, my everything, and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.